Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. I'm your host, Maria Moss, coming to you live from Long Island, New York. Angelic Realms Radio is brought to you by the IAAP. That's the International Association of Angel Practitioners, a worldwide organization that was formed to educate, connect, and celebrate spiritual professionals who work with angels. Learn more about the IAAP and how you can get a free membership by visiting us on the web at angelpractitioners.com. That's angelpractitioners.com. Angelic Realms Radio is a live call-in show where we discuss topics on angelic communication, energy healing, spiritual entrepreneurship, and so much more. We'll also be taking your calls for free mini readings throughout the show. Our show will be airing every first and third Sundays of the month live at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. If you would like to call in for a free mini reading or to ask a question about any of the topics we discuss or even just to share your knowledge on the topic of conversation, the number to call is 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. And you can also listen to the show live at psychictalk.net/live. That's psychictalk.net/live. Remember, if you want us to answer your call live on air, you have to press the number 1 on your dial pad. This will flag us on the switchboard. We do take the calls in the order that they are received, so please don't hang up because you will lose your spot in the queue. And from the looks of things today, wow, we have another very busy switchboard. We've been very blessed on Sundays. We have a great listening audience. I see people are following instructions. There are several people with their hands raised already. So please don't be shy. If you're thinking about it, press that number 1 so that you are in line and queue. Okay, so now that you have all of this information, it's time to start our show today. Today I have a special guest. Her name is Ginger Garvey. She is an IAAP certified angel practitioner, angelic medium, theta healer, master life coach, contracted spiritual educator, and an ordained minister. So Ginger wears many, many hats. Let's bring her on the show and get to know her better today. Hi, Ginger.
Hi there. Good morning, Maria. I'm so happy to be here today.
It's wonderful to have you here today. It's always a fun time on Angelic Realms Radio. I enjoy talking to so many different people, our listeners and callers and people that call in, and our wonderful members of our organization, the International Association of Angel Practitioners, and other special guests that we have here and there. So it's really a pleasure. It's something I look forward to, and I'm so, you know, happy to be able to do this. So what is new with you, Ginger? You and I have been together on the show before, and you are one of our gold featured members at angelpractitioners.com. So folks, you know, after the show today, go over to angelpractitioners.com/Ginger and check out Ginger's bio, and there's a form there where you can get in contact with her. And I'm sure after you hear everything that she does, you're going to want to get in touch with her. So Ginger, what's new? What's going on with you?
Well, I actually, you know, I've been working online and going to shows and fairs all around the country. I really love traveling. I love traveling with my practice. Most recently, I was in Durango, Colorado in September. And wow. Actually, that wasn't the most recent one. I was actually in Washington, D.C. after that. But Washington, D.C. is relatively local for me, so I guess I wasn't thinking of that. Love meeting people at the shows and just really connecting with people. And while I've been doing all of this pretty much remotely from my home and traveling to various shows and fairs, I made the decision this year to purchase a crystal store.
Oh, wow.
I now have a home base.
So where are you located? Where is your physical location? Where do you live, and where is your crystal store?
My physical location is in Emporia, Virginia. And Emporia, Virginia, for people that are familiar with it, we are most famous for our speed traps. We are located just into Virginia from North Carolina. And a lot of people make an unexpected stop here. there was an article in the paper in Virginia Beach a couple of months ago, and it said Emporia is more than just a speed trap. But that's kind of what we are known for. And
wow.
We're located, I live just a walking distance to mile marker 10 on 95 northbound, just inside of Virginia from North Carolina. So I do things in the Raleigh market and in the Richmond market in Virginia Beach. Those are all places that I would consider to be local to me. Yorktown. And all of that. It's a very active area and community here, and that's been a lot of fun. And then I also have some roots in Austin, Texas. So I've had an opportunity to hold some courses there as well as attend some of the local fairs and practices. I have family that live there, so it's always a good opportunity to travel and spend time with them. And then also in the New York area. So one of my best friends lives in Staten Island, and another one of my best friends lives just outside of Philadelphia. So East Coast is pretty easy for me to travel and get to events and take advantage of the opportunities that are offered.
That's really nice, and it's nice that you're able to do it remotely as well as in addition to having a physical location, because as much as I love working online, I do miss some of the local events and things that I used to do, because just right now I'm just way too busy. I really had to scale down and cut back on a lot of the stuff I was doing, because I also am employed full-time as a public school teacher, so I really have a lot on my plate. But I used to really like to, like you saying, get to get out and meet the people, get out in public. I used to do a lot of events like that. And, you know, I'm looking forward to doing that again after I retire from my, what they call your muggle job. When I retire from that, I hope to get out there again and not be, you know, have all of my side work that I'm doing, my spiritual business, being on the computer. But so I definitely, you know, I admire what you're able to do, that you're able to both have your online business, which, you know, anybody that does this kind of work knows that that's very convenient. You don't have to worry about traffic or speed traps or anything like that. Sometimes you might have some technical issues, but, you know, there's always something that we have to deal with. But for the most part, it's very reliable, and it really helps you reach a wider audience. But it's so great to have, like, these physical locations where people can come and get to, you know, meet you in person and get to, you know who you are and have that one-to-one contact that you don't have when you do it remotely. I mean, yes, you can video conference and teleconference, but there's something about getting together with people in person, and especially when you have classes and groups. I mean, it's just nice to be able to do that. I remember back when we first started the IAAP in 2015, we had, you know, a decent amount of people in the Long Island area that became members, and we got together for a few local events, and that was a lot of fun, you know, getting to know people more that way in person. But, it's a blessing to be able to do so, you know, online too. So
sometimes it's just as small as two or three people. Last Sunday I taught a course on color. That's kind of my latest passion. I'm really very clairvoyant, and so the visionary gift is extremely important in my interpretations of my environment. And working with color and doing color therapy has kind of become a passion of mine in the last probably 2 years. It wasn't something I really understood before, but it seems to be a very easy way for me to get messages and offer therapeutic options. Just the color vibration resonates with me. And so I did a course teaching about how to use color to focus and help support your goals. And that was fun, and had it about a half a dozen people in that course. And just learning from each other, it's that building that makes that community so important, whether it's an online community like we are, or if you have the luxury of having people face-to-face with you, it's very helpful as well. And one of the things that Maria, you and I were talking about was just how important it is to have those connections, and that it really builds the energy. And just like working with angels and having their energy feed into what I'm doing and how I'm discerning a particular situation or working with a client, that as souls in bodies, we offer that same energetic amplification that we have in working with souls that are out of body, and making that intention to connect with those people. I'm actually getting ready to go to Mexico next Friday, and I'll be spending a week with two of my spiritual co-workers down in Mexico and attending the Day of the Dead celebration, and we're just going to really just enjoy some time together.
That sounds fabulous, and I love the whole idea of working with color, because there's so many different aspects of it that you can use. You could teach people how to work with it, like you said, in order to reach their goals and to manifest and get into the vibrations of color. You can connect the colors with the different archangels who work within the different color rays. So there's really a lot of ways to do it, and you could do color readings. Do you do color readings?
Yes, I do. I started doing something a few years ago. It's very different. I haven't seen anybody else do anything like this as far as the practice is concerned. But when I am working on a reading for an individual, I can actually see and interpret their energy flows, and it's how they pull energy in, what they do with it, how they are spreading energy or using it, dispersing it. Communication is energy. And I do pick up colors with that, as well as, the type of energy I'm seeing. And a lot of times, if someone has a soul block or, an energetic issue that they're working through, I'll actually see it in the soul portrait. And then it can work to figure out, with the individual that I'm working with, exactly what type of therapy may be beneficial. I had a girlfriend once complaining of migraines, and I said, you need more yellow. I said, why not? She said, I hate yellow. I never wear yellow. I said, well, I think you get a yellow blanket or drink your tea out of a yellow coffee cup. It can be as simple as that. And that just brings that vibration on a conscious level to you of that self-acceptance and identification and fun. Yellow to me is a fun color. Sometimes we need more fun.
Right, it's a very bright, cheerful color. It's a color that wakes you up. That's why I feel that about yellow a lot. And I know, too, I can totally relate to the colors, because when I do readings, too, I very often see colors, around people. I get, I'll see a color in my mind's eye. I don't see it with my physical eyes. I see it with my mind's eye. And, I'm the kind of reader where I get all different types of information coming to me in different ways, and whatever I hear, see, feel, or smell, or whatever, I get it, I give it, and sometimes I'm thinking, does this make any sense? But then the person that I read for, they confirm and validate that it does. So you have to go with it. And the thing about, like you said, working with people, with groups and networking, it's I'm so grateful to be able to have the IAAP, the International Association of Angel Practitioners, and work with people like yourself, because it's, you know, it's so much nicer when you can work with other professionals and you can share ideas, you can support each other. It makes work so much more interesting. And when you get together in groups, it's part of the reason why mediums will sit in circle, because when you connect with other people, it raises the vibration, and it's like charging your batteries. That's why I always refer to it as that. When you work with other people and you go, maybe if you attend meditation groups and things like that, there's power in numbers. That's why people get together and they pray together, because it raises the vibrations and it makes it that much more powerful, and it helps open you up. So I think it's a great thing. So, you know, thumbs up to networking, everybody. If you haven't joined us yet, check out angelpractitioners.com and see how you can become a free member. And you don't have to be a professional member. You can join as a person that is just an interested other that wants to learn more. So get together. The free membership is for anybody and anybody that's interested. And then we have the gold level membership. So we have silver, that's the free one. And then we have the gold level, and Ginger happens to be a gold member, and that's why she's featured on our website, angelpractitioners.com/Ginger. And you can read more about her and contact her there. There's a form where you can get in touch with her. So please check that out, and links to her website. And we're going to talk about that in a moment, too. So if you're interested in whether you want to become a free silver member or a gold member, go to angelpractitioners.com, read up on the membership benefits, and then make your selection. We'd love to have you join us. So, Ginger, you wear a lot of hats. Like I was explaining in the beginning of the show when I was introducing you, aside from being an IAAP-certified angel practitioner and angelic medium, you refer to yourself as a freedom coach, and I love that title. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. For me, the first thing I did, I've always been very involved in, you know, traditional religion. You know, that's just always been a part of my life. And I did a lot of work there, and then I went into corporate America, and a lot of, you know, people would challenge me about my ministerial background and, you know, how that fit with the job I had in the corporate world. And I said, you know, people are people. I'm in relationships with people, and I'm in service regardless of where I am, what hat I'm wearing, as you say. And I made a decision about 11 years ago, almost 12 years ago, I purchased a couple of tax franchises. And I really did this to be a member of my local community, to get to know my neighbors. I had a full-time telecommuting job. I was really more linked to the New York area than to the Virginia market. And I just wanted to know my neighbors and be of service locally. Very shortly after starting to do taxes, I founded my first independent personal business. The name of it was Freedom Financial Partners. And Freedom Financial Partners offered financial services outside of just tax services. And it really resonated with me because I want people to feel financial freedom. You know, when I'm working with my tax clients, it's very organized, you know, and it has a lot of detail and specificity. It's not as flowing as we often think energy is being, but it's a key to manifesting. And so having that feeling around freedom and financial freedom, and if you don't understand it, you don't have to be stressed out about it. You can come to me and I'll work with you. And I have, you know, a dozen years experience at this point, and friends will call me and their kid gets to start their first job and say, how do they fill out these forms? Or I met with one of my long-term clients about 3 weeks ago. They're getting ready to retire, and we sat down, we went through all of their finances, and it isn't something that you should fear. And I really, you know, starting there, started building upon that energy. And then I got more involved in my spiritual practices and what I was doing there. And, you know, you kind of at some point you have to kind of distill down your personal energy and what it is that's your thrust, what is it that you bring to the world, and, you know, how is it that you're going to grow and develop as a soul. And a big thing for me is that concept of freedom. What is it that causes you to not feel free? Is it a bad relationship that you feel stuck? You know, you want it to be good. You don't want to leave it, but it just makes you feel trapped, and you start feeling, you know, enslaved to your own boundaries. And that's been a big, big part of it for me, is just recognizing that the majority of the limitations that I believe I have, I put on myself. And just embracing that idea for others, you know, as a freedom coach, I just start working with people in whatever area it is, whether it's relationships, or job, or career, or finances, and manifesting, goal setting, wherever they're feeling stuck, I will work with them and use that angelic guidance that I have and they have, and help them to feel more connected to their angelic guidance so that they aren't reliant on me, because that's not a very free feeling.
Exactly.
And so I really take that concept of freedom to heart. So I don't want to be a life coach and have somebody, you know, follow me for their life. I want to be a freedom coach and give people their own wings and let them, you know, move on from there. So that's why I chose to use freedom coach.
I love that. And that's one thing I really feel strongly about as a reader myself, is that I don't want people to have to keep coming back for a reading for everything. That's why I work with angels too, because I believe in empowering my clients, and that to teach them, you know, how they too can connect with angels and connect with their own inner guidance. And this way they don't have to be so desperate to, you know, look for, you know, to others for answers. They can find the answers that they need within themselves. And as souls, they can connect just the way you and I can connect with the angels as well. So I love that. And with that being said, I would like to start going over to calls. And I see we have, you know, a pretty full switchboard here today. And it looks like a couple of people hung up already, and I just want to remind you, we are coming to calls now shortly, so don't hang up because you will lose your spot in the queue. I'll give out the phone number one more time. It's 714-816-4628. It's 714-816-4628. And if you want to be brought live on air rather than just listening to the show, make sure you press the number one on your dial pad, and that will flag us on the switchboard, and we'll come to you and take your call. So let's get over to calls. I just want to mention before I pick up the phone lines, what's coming up on the Psychic Talk Radio Network this coming week. I'm looking ahead at next Sunday, and I couldn't help but notice it looks like a fabulous show a week from today on Sunday, October 27th. Live, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. This is Halloween. It's not just about Boo. That's the title. And the show is a brand new show called Magic Universe with host Sharona Rapsik and her special guest, Athena Dugan. So that's something not to be missed. Mark your calendars now, Sunday, October 27th, live right here on Psychic Talk Radio Network at 2 p.m. Eastern, the Magic Universe show with host Sharona Rapsik. Okay, and also, I will be back in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from today. So Sharona and I alternate Sundays. We used to host Angelic Realms Radio together every other Sunday, like I'm doing now, first and third Sundays. But now Sharona has moved on to host her own show, so she's on the alternate Sundays that I'm not on. She's on second and fourth. So I'll be back in 2 weeks. Join me on Sunday, November 3rd, live at 2 p.m. Eastern, for another Angel Practitioner Spotlight episode, where I will be interviewing IAAP-certified Angel Practitioner and Angelic Shaman, Moses Landon Amalo. We will also be taking your calls for free mini readings and angel messages on that show as well. And hey, by the way, if you're a spiritual professional who works with angels and would like the opportunity to join me here on Angelic Realms Radio, or if you'd just like to be an Angelic Realms Radio sponsor, please contact me via angelpractitioners.com. That's at angelpractitioners.com, and fill out the short contact form and let me know that you're interested in either being a guest on the show or a sponsor. I do have angel courses, the Certified Angel Practitioner course, Mastering the Art of Angel, Oracle, and Tarot Card Reading. You can find out more about the courses that I offer at angelpractitioners.com as well. Just look for angel courses. However, I do have my courses temporarily on hold. I am very busy right now with lots of things, and I'm also working on some changes in my courses and updating things. So it's going to be a while, but if you're interested in any of the types of courses that I teach, get in touch with me. Let me know you're interested. I'll put you on that waiting list so that you'll be first to know when the courses do launch. And at that point, because you're on the waiting list, you'll be eligible for early bird pricing and or any other special savings that are offered at the time. But you must notify me that you want to be put on that waiting list. And I also hope that any of our IAAP members that are listening, if you're a gold featured member and you're interested in offering a class or a course or a webinar or something like that through angelpractitioners.com, let me know. Let's get in touch and let's have some more offerings from our other members. Okay, and also if you love blogging and writing articles, another great reason to be a gold featured member because you can have your articles published on angelpractitioners.com on our angel blog. So check it out, angelpractitioners.com. All righty, so let's go to the switchboard now. Let me see who's been on hold the longest here. Okay, it looks like area code 850. Hi, 850, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi.
Hi, my name is Keisha. I'm calling from Arizona.
Keisha from Arizona. Okay, Keisha, you're on the air. What questions do you have today from the angels? And I'll connect you here with our special guest, Ginger Garvey. Take it over, Ginger.
Hi, Miss Ginger.
Good afternoon. Yes, I'd love to hear what's going on with you today.
Well, I was wondering, how does this lady named Donna feels about me?
Okay, short and sweet to the point.
Yeah.
What do you pick up on that, Ginger?
Donna. Envy.
What?
Envy. There's some type of a feeling of is she either want something you have or she's her attraction to you is based on some envy, jealousy, something like that.
Get out. Really? So what is she going to do about it?
I don't think that it's going to work out in her favor. She's going to need to, it's going to need to adjust things and move, as opposed to moving straight forward with whatever her plan is or whatever her goals are. I think that by adjusting her perspective and her attitude towards you and what you represent to her, I think that things will ultimately work out, but it's not going to be on her terms.
Well, it shouldn't. She's in my business. She's too old to be doing that. Okay. All right. Now, you know what I'm saying. You can't interfere in people's lives like that. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
So
that's
I hope
all I really need.
I hope
thank you. Thank you, Ms.
Ginger.
Thank you, Ms. Angel lady. All right, bye.
You're welcome. Angel blessings on. Let's put Keisha back on hold now. Interesting call. Very interesting way to start the show. You know, and it's funny that Ginger, that you said envy, because I'm not doing readings today. I'm just letting Ginger take the calls. When I do the angel practitioner spotlight, I like to let the person that's being spotlighted, you know, show their talents. But I want to validate what you said about envy, because I happened to pick up one of my cards here. Just, I have a lot of random decks sitting around my desk here, and I pulled one card. And as you said that, the card that I picked up has big, beautiful red, bright red flower on it with a butterfly, a blue and white butterfly sitting on top of it. And red is a color, it's a very passionate color. Now, I know people say when somebody's green with envy, but when I see the color red, it makes me think of envy personally. We were talking about colors and how colors, you know, the vibrations you get from them. And red is very root chakra.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when somebody is envious of someone else, they have an imbalance somewhere in their root chakra. There's something there that's off with them. And, you know, so that's, I just want to just put that out there to, you know, to kind of validate what you were saying to Keisha. Okay, let's go to the next call, Ginger. We have area code 203.
Hi.
Hi, 203. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Pat in Connecticut.
Pat from Connecticut. Oh, you're not too far from me. I'm on Long Island.
Oh, hi.
You're just on the other side of the sound. Hi.
Right.
Welcome to Angelic Realms Radio. What questions do you have today for my guest, Ginger Garvey? Ginger, take it away.
I'm wondering, can you tell me where my dog and I are headed in the near future with finances? And I've been struggling and working really hard on healing. And things have been difficult. They haven't gotten easier. Just wondering if you can see what's coming up for us with finances or health or mental health is what I'm working on. And it's very difficult. It's deep and intense, and I'm thrilled to be doing it. I feel very fortunate. This is a different kind of therapy, and but it's tough. Lots of questions.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Actually, I did pick up on yellow and your third chakra as being an area for you to be working on healing. From the finances perspective, I'm picking up on community, being able to accept assistance, also redefining what is okay. You know, I have a friend who, you know, she's like, I'm a fantastic manifester, but I always need a truck to do it. It'd be really nice if I just get money. But, you know, whatever she needs seems to come forward. If she needs a sofa, she literally gets a sofa, not the money for a sofa. So that story comes to mind because I think it may be relevant for you, that as opposed to looking for finances directly, look at the abundance you do have that may not be money.
I'm sorry, it was very muffled. I barely got anything.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
You couldn't understand her? Okay. Okay.
I really didn't get. I'm sorry.
Go ahead again, Ginger. Just summarize for her.
Sure. So, Pat, what I was picking up on is that from a financial perspective, don't look for money to be your answer. Look to have the resources that you need.
Okay. Did you get that, Pat?
Look to have the what that I need? Oh, the resources. Okay. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, she's saying that don't focus on the money. Focus on what it actually is that you need.
Okay.
Okay, because it could come to you, you know, in a physical form other than, it could, you know, like she was talking about her friend that, you know, she needed a sofa, and instead of the money for the sofa coming to her, the actual sofa, she got a sofa. So, you know, she's focused
that
on what it is that you
with
need.
Me. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, but so I hope you find that helpful. And, you know, you could always call upon your angels for assistance with anything that you need. They're there for you. Okay, Pat, so, you know, don't be shy, and you don't have to know, you know, a particular special angel to do that. You could, you know, you could talk to your guardian angel. You could call upon Archangel Michael for protection, Archangel Raphael for healing. You know, just knowing those few can take you a long, long way, okay?
Okay.
So I hope that
okay.
you find that helpful today.
Thank you so much, both of you.
You're welcome, Pat. Angel blessings.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to another call. And let me give out that number again. It's 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. And press number 1 on the dial pad if you want to be brought live on air. I'm going to bring on a caller now, area code 914. Been holding the longest.
Hi.
Hi, 914.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Great. You're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Katie and I'm calling from New York.
Can you repeat your first name one more time, please?
Katie.
Katie from New York. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, Katie, what can we do for you today?
I was wondering about romance, if you see anything happening for me, either with a man whose name begins with the letter G or... the one that begins with the letter L, please.
Okay, let's see. At this point, I think that it's more promising with a G. However, when I look into L, that seems like it may have more longevity. But it's a waiting between now and then. The relationship that you have now is going to be slower to grow, whereas G, I'm picking up that that's going to be something that's more readily available.
Wow. Okay, so there's possibility with both still, it's just timing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And
you're very welcome, Katie. I hope you, work with that and continue listening to Angelic Realms Radio, and we hope to hear from you again in the near future and let us know how things are going.
Okay. Thank you. Fabulous. Yep. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Angel blessing. I'll put you back on hold so you can continue listening to the show.
Great.
Wow, fabulous, Ginger. Okay, how do you feel? We have more callers. Shall I keep going?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's go on to now, let's see, holding on the longest, area code 929. Let's bring them on. Hi, 929, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Hi, my name is Terry, and I'm calling from New York City. How are you?
Great. Did you say Kerry?
No, T, Terry, with the T.
Terry. Okay.
Yes.
Hi, Terry. Fabulous. I'm here on Long Island, and so you're in my state, New York. And we have Ginger Garvey here from Virginia today. Take it away, Ginger.
Hi, Ginger. Hey, how are you?
Hi. How are you doing?
Not bad at all.
What can I help you with today?
Sure. I am looking to do a part-time job, and I would like to know, is now a good time to start looking?
Yes. Now is a good time to start looking. But I'm picking up that this part-time job should be it's something that is like a mutual benefit, not just financial, but something that actually helps feed your soul. So look for something that's either in the area of caring or celebration. It might be doing retail during the holidays. But the important thing in this part-time job is that you are getting something from it personally on an energetic level, not just monetarily. So if you have
a couple of
options available for you, you know, pick the one that's going to fill your heart the most.
Okay, because I have my medical certificate, and I wanted to do something on the medical side part-time. And you're right, it's not just for financial, but it's definitely, you know, to learn something differently. And it's just, it's helping elderly people. So that I don't mind doing. It's just that I haven't started looking yet. So that's why I was asking if now would be a great time to start looking.
Absolutely. I think that now is the perfect time for you. And I've moved into to pretty quick action on that. Maybe even if you're interested in working in communities that serve the elderly, even if it's not something that's paid part-time, with the holidays coming up, you might be able to find some volunteer opportunities that turn into something.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, so I'll look. I'm gonna look into both retail and I'll do medical. But yeah, definitely, I definitely need to start looking so that I can save money to move.
Mm-hmm. I believe that the medical is going to pan out for you. That feels really strong.
All right. So I'm gonna start looking.
Thank you, guys. I'd like to suggest, too, call upon Archangel Shamuel, Shamuel. Archangel Shamuel's name means eyes of God or God sees. So anything that you're looking for, especially when it comes to career transition, finding a job, finding work, finding anything, finding a lost article, anything at all that you are seeking and looking for, call upon Archangel Shamuel. And Archangel Ariel, A-R-I-E-L, is associated with abundance. So anyone out there who's looking to manifest and abundance, you can work with Archangel Michael, Archangel Ariel. Now, so I just want to share that information with anyone who happens to be listening now that might find that helpful. Okay?
Okay, that's extremely helpful. All right, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. I'm going to put you back on hold. You can continue listening to the show, Terry. Angel blessings.
Maria, I was also picking up on Archangel Shamuel. So I think that is really, really important. So we do have a question from Mary Brown while you are figuring out who's going to be our next caller.
Oh, wow.
She
says
she has a speaking event coming up on November 8th and wants to know, is there any type of a message, something that she should keep in mind for this event?
Okay, so that's a question from our Facebook comments. We are simulcasting right now live on Facebook in the Psychic Talk radio group, okay, on Facebook. So if anybody's over there, you could also put your comments in there. And Dax Carlisle, our executive producer of Psychic Talk Radio Network, is on there, and he's monitoring questions. And Ginger, you're also in there too right now? So you saw the question from Mary? Okay. Okay, so go ahead. You can answer Mary's question. And we have more callers calling in, too. So just hang in there. We'll get to you. Go ahead.
Okay, so interestingly enough, I got the same thing from two different sources on the November 8th, and that is that the moon cycle and the influence of the moon is going to be very heavy for you and for that particular opportunity. So I'm not sure exactly how you fit that in, but you might want to look into that. Another thing that came up is something about the value that you're bringing on the 8th, that being aware of that and really incorporating that feeling of your personal value and the authority with which you speak and present that evening, that you've got a lot of angelic backing for this. There's just a lot of energetic backing for that opportunity on the 8th. So,
awesome.
Mary, do you have any other questions? All right. Thank you. Maria, do we have another caller?
Okay. Oh, yes, we have several more callers. But before we go to them, I just want to make sure that we give out your information again today. You can find, if you'd like to get in touch with Ginger and find out about any of her services, you know, please visit her page on angelpracticioners.com/Ginger. Okay, and if you don't remember that whole thing, just go to angelpracticioners.com, and on the menus on the top, you'll see one of the menu items says Angel Practitioners, and when you click on that, you get our whole directory, and our gold-featured members like Ginger are on the top of the page, so you'll see them right away, and you'll have the links to their personal page from there. But if you just want the shortcut, it's angelpracticioners.com/Ginger. And, you know, you could go on there and you could get links to her website. There's a contact form where you could fill out, and, you know, we'll get you in touch with Ginger, whether you are interested in any of her services that she has to offer for our freedom coaching, for readings, whatever it may be. Check it out, angelpracticioners.com/Ginger. And, Ginger, is any information you want to give out before we go and take a few more calls, things that you would like folks to know?
Actually, just if they want to reach out to me through the website, that would be fantastic. And I am starting to schedule. I do have gift cards available. So if there's somebody that you are thinking of that you think could benefit from a meeting with me, also the soul portraits are available as well. You can find information about that on my website. And please, if you're on Facebook, go to Faith Crystals in Emporia, Virginia, and like us. You can see some of the things that we're doing there in the store, and I'll also be posting opportunities about other courses, both in the angel community as well as on the store pages and my own personal page. So, thank you.
Thank you so much, Ginger. I if I'm ever in that area, I definitely want to stop in and check out your store. I have, you know, some other friends that have stores, too, and things like that. And it's on my list for when I retire and I start traveling. I do want to make my way to some of the folks like yourself that I know that I've become acquainted with over the years through angelpracticioners.com, through the IAAP, through other venues and events. And I'd like to check out those that have the brick-and-mortar establishments. I really want to come around and check them out. It's such a fun way to be able to connect with folks in person. So I'm really looking forward to that one of these days, Ginger.
Well, I right. will welcome anytime.
Awesome. Well, we're always in touch here, so I will let you know when that time comes, and we'll make plans. Okay.
You know, other people, I'd love to have touring experts, mm-hmm. you know, touring experts to come in and do just an hour meet and greet and, you know, build that community. So if there's anyone else that's interested, you know, please feel free to send me a message, and I'd love to continue that conversation offline as well.
Awesome. And I'd like to invite anyone out there who is a spiritual practitioner that works with angels. If you become a member of the IAAP, and you, even if you become a silver member, you can get the opportunity where there's time and space, if time and space allows, to be able to come on and guest co-host with me a little bit on the show and you know, talk about yourself and what you have going on, and we'll share a topic of interest with the listeners. And if you become a gold member, well, then you'll have the hour will be dedicated to you and your services and what you have to share, and you'll have the page on our website, and you'll be able to blog on our website and offer different courses and services through angelpracticioners.com if you become a gold member. And let me just mention, right now, gold membership is only $60 for the entire year. That's $60 for the entire year. Okay, so go check out angelpracticioners.com and check out membership benefits. Okay, there's a little drop-down menu right on the page, and join us. We'd love to have you. Okay, so now let's go to another call. Who's been holding on the longest? Area code 201. Let's bring them on. Hi, 201. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Angel Blessings. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, this is Jackie. Jackie, did you say?
Yes, I did.
Okay, it's a little muffled on your end. Jackie, and where are you calling from, Jackie?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
New Jersey. Jackie from New Jersey. Okay, so you're on the air with Ginger Garvey. Go right ahead, Ginger.
Hi, Ginger.
Hi, good afternoon. What can I help you with today?
Well, my question is about work, balancing work and family. What's the best way to move forward? It seems work has been piled on me, and I'm trying to figure out whether it's deliberate or if it's just by that's just the design of it at this time, and how to juggle it. So, if any guidance from the angels, I would appreciate it.
Yeah, what the first word that popped into my head was balance. And, you know, that some things are seasonal, and you definitely, when we're being pushed in a direction, we need to figure out where our balance is. So a question for you to ask yourself is, do you feel that if it's too much, you need to say something and stick up for yourself, but is it something that you can move into to regain stability just at a higher level? But balance came up. And then also, you know, I did get some feelings of love and community. So I think that you've got the support to make it in this busier season, but just make sure that it's a season and that you regain your balance. So it's actually very positive, Jackie. I'm getting a lot of this positive feelings about you kind of moving up, stepping up to a deeper role, but that you will be able to regain that balance. You just need to be mindful about it. Is that helpful?
Yes, it's just that I don't necessarily feel like the administrative support. I think it just threw me into something. Initially, I was trying to figure out why, because they pulled me from my original area of focus, and it's at a time where in my personal life I have many additional responsibilities. I just don't know if it's deliberate or if it's just that's the way the ball bounces right now. I'm not sure. I mean, like, I don't want to be thrown so off, you know, and spend so much time trying to figure out this job. I'm not getting paid more. I'm just given more responsibility, and while other people are not. Like, it does feel like I'm being dumped on.
What I'm picking up is that's because they feel that you can handle it and that there's a need there, but that doesn't mean you want to leave yourself out. So this is an opportunity to find your voice and, you know, I'd negotiate. You know, if you put in the extra time and effort right now to be able to understand this new area and get their, you know, these are my words, you know, get their mess figured out, then you want that time back, you know, for your family and your personal life and obligations. So maybe you can work something in, you know, getting the idea of like comp time. If you're doing this effort here, get some paid time off in the future that is not part of your normal vacation time. Maybe you get to leave work a little bit early to take care of holiday functions, things like that. Look for a little bit.
That makes a lot of sense, Ginger, too. You know, there has to be a give and take. It can't be this, you know, things can't be all one-sided. Otherwise, you're upsetting the balance. So, you know, you have to be a bit assertive and like Ginger's saying.
And I have put it in writing. Mm-hmm. I have, and I have put it in writing because, I mean, there was people that has been there like many years longer than me, and they're just sitting around with just like a handful of cases, and I'm just being dumped with a lot of these other cases. And it's quite obvious that the people who have the handful, they're like avoiding me. Like, I know they feel bad because they know that
mm-hmm.
their work is being pushed on me. However, at the same time, I'm trying to move on in my personal life, and of course, it's dependent on my financial stability. But work at times get very frustrated. It's like I'm trying to get myself ahead of the ball where I don't have to bring no work home, you know, leave at a certain time, because it just seemed like it's a repetitive cycle. So I don't know if it's something that I do that attracts this or what, you know.
What
like, I want to work smart.
Let's wrap this up because we do have other callers waiting, and I want to try and get to a few more before we close the show.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ginger.
The big thing, Jackie, that's coming up is big picture. You know, the big picture and balance, and they're not doing it to sink you. They're doing it because they believe in you. That doesn't mean that you can't still push back. But I see this as an opportunity, you know, like seeing a spiral going up. Like this is going to actually elevate you to greater authority and position and understanding. You know, if you were in the position of the supervisor, how would you handle the situation? So just think big picture, you know, take a deep breath, pull yourself back from the grind that you're in, and, you know, look for that balance and big picture.
Okay.
Please, you know, free to follow up in the Facebook group or online on through the Angel Practitioner's website. So let us know how things go.
Okay.
All
right. Thank you
for calling in today, Jackie. I hope that works
thank
out
you.
For you. Angel blessings.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Angel
you
blessings.
You're welcome. Well. Put you on hold. You can continue listening. Okay, let's go to, let's see, time for another one here. Area code 541. Let's bring 541 on. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from today? You're on the air.
Yes, hi. This is Camille calling you from Oregon.
Camille from Oregon. Okay.
Yes.
Wow, you're on the other side of the country. Okay,
yeah.
So you're on the air with Angelic Realms Radio. My special guest, Ginger Garvey. Go ahead, take it away, Ginger.
Okay.
Thank you. How can I help you today?
Yes, I just like some insights into my romantic relationship. I've been together with Josh for almost a year, but lately things have been a little bit stagnant and almost like he's shutting me out, and I don't know how to navigate that.
Okay, wait,
I'm gonna put Camille's line on hold so it's quiet there, and then we'll pick it back up after you say what you have to say, okay, Ginger? Okay, so hold
that
on and listen,
great.
Please, Camille, okay? Because there was some noise on that end, so.
So Camille,
go ahead, Ginger.
What I'm picking up is that this is just part of it, part of the cycle, and that doesn't mean that you have to put up with it. It just means that it's part of the natural ebb and flow of the relationship, that it's not petering out. It's just into a lull. I'm also getting that, you know, it's an action on your part. It's certainly something that you personally will benefit from. And whether that means, less waiting around for him and more going out and doing things on your own, not necessarily leaving the relationship, but having a lower expectation of his action and involvement at this time. Also, the possibility of, having a conversation with him and bringing this to his attention and see what happens. So it all depends on how hard you want to push is what I have to share.
Okay, let's bring her back on. How does that resonate with you, Camille?
It resonates, thank you. Yes, it resonates, thank you.
Okay, wonderful. So We appreciate you taking the time to listen to our show and call in today. And we wish you angel blessings. We'll put you back on hold. You can continue listening. And
thank you.
Feel free to call again in the future. You're welcome. Angel
okay,
blessings.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Ginger. Well, that's really great advice. I really enjoy having you here today as a guest. And I just, you know, want to let folks know, you know, if we didn't get to your call today, please, you know, check back with us. I'll be back here in 2 weeks, live at 2 p.m. Eastern. And there's also other shows on all throughout the week here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. Ginger, do you have any last, like, tidbits of wisdom that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Well, first, I would just really like to say, Maria, it's been such a pleasure, and I appreciate all of the callers who've come in and on the line today, because it certainly makes it more enjoyable for me to interact with people rather than just share my story. And I look forward to perhaps co-hosting in the future, and this has just been a very, very positive experience for me. If I had to have a parting comment, it would be that, you know, taking the time to be in community with living people as well as the spirits that we work with and through, you know, it's really an important part of it, and making it a priority. And, you know, I actually do some work with individuals in a small group setting, and we meet on a regular basis. But if there's anyone that's interested in being part of something like that, you know, certainly feel free to reach out to me, and you can find me easily on Facebook. My website is 3CB3, which is the number 2 and the letter B, .com. And also you can find me through Facebook in Emporia, Virginia. So thank you, Maria. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for being so generous with your time. I enjoyed having you on, and I would absolutely love to have you on as a guest co-host one of these days in the near future. And I want to remind folks, please check out Ginger's page on our website, angelpracticioners.com/Ginger, and you can get her links there to her website and the contact form to get in touch with her. So please do that, angelpracticioners.com. Okay, and remember, if you enjoyed today's show, Angelic Realms Radio airs on the Psychic Talk Radio Network every first and third Sundays of the month, live at 2 p.m. Eastern. All of our shows are recorded and archived, so you can also listen to past shows by visiting psychictalk.net or mariagmaas.com. That's mariagmaas, M-A-A-S.com. And a great way to make sure you never miss a show is to like our Facebook page, Angel Practitioners. Also, please remember, if you're interested in getting on the wait list for the Certified Angel Practitioner course or any other courses that I might have that come up, please contact me via the website, angelpracticioners.com. Let me know you want to be put on the wait list so that you can take advantage of any early bird pricing and other special offers and things like that. And if you would like to become a member, if you work with angels in any type of way, you'd like to be a gold featured member, we'd love to have you. Angelpracticioners.com, check out /join, and you can go on there. Just look for the little drop down menu that says join, or there's buttons all over the place on the website where you can click and fill out the contact information and join us. That we have a lot to offer, and we'd love to be able to share your services and things that you have to offer as well, and work together and network together. So if you'd like to book a full-length reading with me, too, you can visit my website, mariagmaas.com, and you can book your appointment right on there. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Join me on Sunday, November 3rd, live at 2 p.m. Eastern. It'll be another fun and enlightening show. And until then, I wish you angel blessings, and many special thanks again today to Ginger Garvey. Take care, everybody. Angel blessings.